was feeling so bad.
Monterey, internet land all over the country, all over the world. You're listening to What's the Point on KRXA 540 AM, your station that helps you to think for yourself. My name is Glenn Sadowski from Optimal Health Acupuncture, where you get good medicine with great results. We have a show planned for tonight. In the middle third of the show, we're going to have somebody from Local Catch Monterey. We'll be on to a gentleman named Oren. We'll be in studio with us to talk about Local Catch Monterey. It's a local fishing CSA, so to speak. You buy shares, and the fishermen go out and catch fish, and they come back and they bring it to you at a destination on ice, and you go home with it and gobble it all up. Yummy, yummy. And it's local. It's organic. There's only very little traveling that it takes to get from the ocean to you, and it's as fresh and as local as it gets, and it's as delicious as it gets, and the price is just right. And we hope you'll support him at localcatchmontereybay.com. We'll be talking to him later on. We have some pretty big news. We have a hurricane. I guess they're calling it Hurricane Sandy. It's pretty amazing. My sister lives in New Jersey, and she's without electricity. Being without electricity is, I would be not, it's nothing new to me. I lived without electricity for 3 years in a, no electricity, no running water, as a sort of a hermit in the woods in southern Oregon for a while. Actually, a very, very important time in my life for building character. It was great, hauled water, chopped wood, read by candlelight, cooked over wood stove, and really enjoyed it. This isn't what's happening back east, not in any way whatsoever. It's very, very devastating what's going on back east, and it's sad to all our relatives, to the people who are there, to our friends and relatives who have homes back there and are living back there. They're going to be without work for a while. They're going to be without a way to get around. It might be hard for some people to get food and water. It might be hard for some people to heat their homes if it gets cold. So our heartfelt sympathies to everybody back east. We hope that everybody gets taken care of and this blows through quicker than expected so that we make it back to business. The important part about this is that this is a big one. There's been some big hurricanes lately, and it would be foolish for anybody to not think that the increase in devastation from some of these from these storms, whether it be Christina or Sandy or Andrew some years ago, or the Fukushima earthquake and the destruction of a nuclear power plant as a result of that, it would be foolish for us to believe that this is not caused by global warming. There's a blog on the Huffington Post by a gentleman named George Lakoff, author of The Political Mind, Moral Politics, Don't Think of the an Elephant. And he's talking about systemic causation and what is systemic causation and why global warming was so easy for some people to not believe in. The difference between direct causation and systemic being this: when you punch somebody in the nose, it's considered direct causation. When you throw a rock through a window, it's direct causation. When you pick up a glass of water and have a drink, or you have a bite to eat, it's direct causation. When you apply any amount of force to something or someone, or do something with yourself with force, it's direct causation. When it's caused is when causation is direct, the cause is the person who's doing whatever they're doing. It's really obvious. It's really easy to see. It's not problematic for people to see. However, systemic causation is less obvious. It's more important for us to understand it. And systemic cause may be something like smoking causes cancer. It's probabilistic. It may cause cancer in you. Your odds are higher to get lung cancer if you smoke. It will affect you in some way or another, but it requires greater attention for us to understand it and for us to control the negative effects. But we know that drinking can cause an increase in auto accidents, and smoking can cause an increase in lung cancer, and that when you have sex without using any form of birth control, you have unwanted pregnancies. But when we have carbon that's being burned into the air, it takes longer for us to realize that it's creating global warming. And the scientific facts that are out there are hard to ignore. Because usually when we talk about causation, we're looking at something that's direct. I mean, I caused this to you. I punched you in the nose. Your nose bled because I hit you in the nose. But we've all heard and seen many, many scientists not really being profoundly outspoken about the causation of a particular hurricane or a drought or a fire due to global warming. So it's very, very difficult for us to understand and for some people to understand and for some people to wrap their heads around global warming, because you really can't prove it, even though it's obvious to many of us. You're listening to What's the Point on KRXA 540 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Sadowski. If you want to call in and talk about anything we're talking about on the show, if you have some other topic that you might want to talk about, I only ask that you not interrupt me during an interview and try to change the subject. Or please don't try to change the subject too much in the middle of a show. The number here is 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA. And you can also email me to optimalhealthmonterey@gmail.com and get some information to me that way if you don't want to talk on the radio, but you want your point to be heard. Anyway, I was talking about global warming and how important it is that we see that this is the cause of these types of natural disasters, if you want to call them that, or cleansing, if you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it, because the earth is continually cleansing itself, just like, you know, we cleanse ourselves when we get a flu or sick. Our body gets a fever and it cleanses the bugs out of us, right? Or if we eat something bad, we get loose bowels and diarrhea and cleanse ourselves of the bad food that we ate. Well, the earth's got to do that too every now and then, and it's storms and fires and earthquakes and things like that to help the earth cleanse itself. And it just so happens that we built our major metropolitan areas in some areas where, in some geographical areas that are susceptible to major unfortunate natural storms, whether they be hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, or drought. And it's also unfortunate that we've overpopulated to such a degree that when such a storm hits a heavily populated area, it can be really, really damaging to the population that lives in that area. Whereas if we had more control over our population, it would be easier for us to recover from things like this. So we were talking last week about my experience at the Bioneers Conference, and I did some. I bought a couple of books. I bought one of Van Jones's books, and I'm reading right now. It's called Green Collar Economy. I highly recommend. And he got hired by Barack Obama, and then resigned. He had some issues with some things that were going on there, and he's now a commentator for CNN. But he's written some great books. This book in particular I'm finding very, very interesting. He talks about a cap and trade system for carbon emissions. I know Hal, the owner of this station, would love to see there be a carbon tax. But Van Jones seems to think that a carbon tax might be too hard for the corporate America to swallow, and that a cap and trade might be something that would be easier for the American economical system to handle. And his theory is that if we take the lead on the greening of the planet, that those types of jobs, solar, wind, hydro, will flood this country with excess jobs, and there'll be higher paying jobs, and there'll be absolutely a boon for this economy. And it will help us to improve our infrastructure, not only our electrical infrastructure and the way we move electricity through the systems of electrical wiring in this country, but also it'll help us improve our roads. It'll help us improve our transportation systems. And the greening of America may very well be the one of the number one most important things that's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years. And we're really hoping and praying that if Barack Obama is elected, that he'll continue to press for clean energy harder than he did in his first four. And I would think that the second 4 years, should he be elected, will be a lot easier for him, because he could give a rat's you know what about getting reelected, and he can go ahead and push through some of his legislation for green energy and cleaning up some of the mess that's been created by companies like Bechtel, Westinghouse, Monsanto, Dow, and so on and so forth, including the big agricultural companies like Kellogg's and GM, General Foods, and the big pharmacological companies. All very, very high pollutants and polluting companies who are basically paying small fees to pollute rivers and oceans and the air that we breathe in order to make massive amounts of profits at the expense of you and I, paying higher prices not only at the gas tank, which I'm not really that opposed to, but higher prices for things like food, shelter, and clothing, which are very important, healthcare, which are all very, very important. I mean, when your local fisherman's paying $4 or $5 a gallon for gas and he has to go out and fish, and there's less fish out in the ocean for them to catch because of overfishing and because of pollutants, then the price of fish gets driven up, and that's all due to the way we have allowed corporations to run the economy. And this is not rocket science. This is you learn this in a basic economics class, and you don't even have to learn it in a basic economics class. You could probably learn this in the sandbox when you're 5 years old. That sharing is nice, and it works better. And we just don't really see that as we grow into adults and we have the pressures of making earning a living, getting hired by a company, and watching what happens in a bigger corporation situation, and being forced to pay bills, pay for insurance, paying for this, paying for that. We tend to try to just take care of our own. And the tribe is spread out all over the world, a great diaspora. I mean, my own family lives in 4 different states, all different parts of the country, Oregon, New Jersey, Florida, and California. And in order for any of us to see each other, we got to hop on a plane. And it never used to really be that way until like 30 or 40 years ago. We used to live in the same town. And if you lived in Queens, your family lived all within running distance of one another, or walking distance. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Oren from Local Catch on to talk about fish and how you can get fresh local fish, and what the benefits of a fish cooperative or a fish CSA are. And You can call in and ask questions if you'd like. You're listening to What's the Point on KRXA.